Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
I mean, one hit wonder, the Baja Men. Who let the dogs out? Classic one hit wonder that still slaps, by the way. Who let the
dogs out? They play it at kids' birthday parties.
Yeah. What?
Baja Men.
Baja Man. Get back fluffy. What are the lyrics on this? We should give the DBJ. Get back fluffy. Get back scruffy. Is that the two lines back there?
They're not very deep.
Who let the dogs out lyrics?
Not very fluffy. Get the toughy. Yeah, it's gonna be. Alana, you're muted.
No, I know. I was just reading it. Get back, gruffy. Back, scruffy. Get back, youthfully invested. Infested mongra? Monger? Mongra?
Mongrel?
M-O-N-G-R-E. Mongra.
It's just missing an L. It's a mongrel.
I'm sure you're right about that.
Well, I'm positive. I'm positive I'm right about that.
Mongrel. Mongrel is a good word.
Mongrel is a good word.
Yeah, I'm going to start calling people mongrels.
It's very cutting. Mm-hmm. What's the actual definition of a mongrel?
The guy sitting next to me on that flight the other night, he was a mongrel.
Mongrel, a dog of no definable type or breed.
Yeah. The man in 12B.
Lana wants to argue that the word that they were looking for might actually be mongra.
Not my fault. YouTube or Google lyrics got it wrong. Don't blame me.
You've never heard of a mongrel before?
I've heard of a mongrel.
Yeah. You've heard of a mongra?
No, but I mean, they're Jamaican, aren't they? Or Bahamian. Maybe it was slang for mongrel. I don't know.
Hey, man. Red eye flight, 11 p.m. You're going to get on with a big computer screen and play video games all night long and laugh and giggle at videos. It was the worst flight I've ever had in my life. 5 hours.
So it was the red eye out of LA.
LAX red eye, 11 p.m. takeoff.
And they darken the cabin lights because everyone tries to sleep. But I watch movies on a red eye because I can't sleep on an airplane.
And I don't sleep well, but this guy has a 45-inch TV screen, the biggest computer I've ever seen in my life, and he's laughing at movies he's watching loud. Like it's 4 a.m. Like, be quiet. Right. Watch it.
Right.
Watch. Bro, yeah. He's a mongrel. He was a mongrel. I swear. I'll give you that. I was close to grabbing him a couple times.
Yeah, he settled down. It's 4 a.m. Just settle down. You want to watch something? Watch it quietly. Don't bother anybody. Hey, the person who has to laugh out loud when they're watching something by themselves anyway, kind of get over yourself. Hey, you don't need to laugh out loud.
4:16 a.m.
Yeah, I mean, like, what are you doing? Come on. You don't ever have to laugh out loud by yourself, ever.
No. Boy, he was a little dude, too. He almost got touched. About 5:30, he almost got touched.
I let him know.
You would have sat there like me and been quiet.
Well, I'd have been watching my shows anyway. So I've been like, what are you watching? That sounds funny. All right, let's do headlines because Rob Pizzola is going to join us. I want to have enough time with him because there are some wild lines for this weekend. Headlines brought to you by Doral VW. Doral VW just broke the rules of gravity. Prices are falling so fast, we're checking for a crater.
What?
Solana's Mangra definition has us checking for a crater in his head. I could have worked on that one better. Yeah, Volkswagen's priced like they lost their minds. Doral VW, buckle up. No one sells for less. No one.
Just saw somebody list, because Joe Shad reposted it, the definitive ranking of the big four major league sports in the U.S., their playoffs, like which ones are more exciting. And they have MLB playoffs number one, NFL playoffs number two, NHL playoffs number three, NBA playoffs number four. And they write, there is no debate, but I would disagree. I'd probably have NHL at the top on that list.
Well, everybody does that with the NHL. The playoffs roll around, and it's the most common thing that you see on Twitter, which is Stanley Cup playoffs are unlike any other playoff and whatever. I think all the playoffs are exciting when your team is in it. When your team is in it, all the playoffs are exciting. Or, caveat, when you have money on anything. Mm-hmm. To be quite honest, tonight's game is going to feel like a playoff game because I'm going to have a lot of money on it.
They didn't put the college football playoffs on there?
No, this was just professional sports.
Oh, okay.
These are the big four, yeah.
Okay, because I think that's better. Like one game playoff when you.
Most people would tell you March Madness. Most people would tell you college basketball playoffs are better than college football playoffs.
Yeah, a one game to win or go home, one game, I think is better than these damn series, to be honest.
Witty would tell you that MLS playoffs are better than all of them.
I don't even know how many games they play.
Well, Inter Miami locked up a playoff appearance. They'll be in the playoffs. We don't know what seed yet. They're still in contention for the Supporters Shield, technically. They're in third place in the Eastern Conference with a couple games in hand of the two teams ahead of them. They won last night 4-0.
All right.
There was a couple baseball notes that I wanted to get to from yesterday, speaking of the Major League Baseball playoffs. The Marlins, right now, not looking good for their chances. They got rocked yesterday 11-1 in Philadelphia. Phillies hit franchise record 8 home runs. The Mets did lose, but the Marlins play tonight 6:05 p.m. They must win out for any chance.
I can tell you exactly what has to happen if you want.
What's that?
Let's see here. Hold on.
It's a crater.
One second. Let's see. The Marlins must win all their games, and then also everyone root for the Pirates, Dodgers, and Cubs. That's what I've been told.
Okay.
From Fish on First on Twitter.
you guys see what happened last night? So the Mariners, I know you didn't see this, but the Mariners won the AL West for the first time since 2001. And in that game, Kyle Rowley, he's the guy that won the home run derby. Yeah. He hit his 59th and then 60th home run last night in this regular season. He joins a list. Barry Bonds, Mark McGwire, Sammy Sosa, Aaron Judge, Roger Maris, and Babe Ruth. Only players, now Kyle Rowley, to hit 60 or more in a single season.
What are you calling him?
Kyle Rowley. Rowley.
I don't know if you got that right.
It sounds like you're saying Kyle.
Kyle Rowley. 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 I don't know. I don't know. It's Rowley, North Carolina, but I don't know if
right.
it's Rowley.
Well, it's Rowley. It's Cal Rowley, but.
I watched it all
I
morning.
I thought you were saying Kyle, though. I thought you were saying Kyle Rowley.
Yeah.
Cal.
Yeah.
C-A-L. Cal.
Remember Rowley Fingers? That's right. Used to throw the spitter. His old was coming up next.
That's the same big fella won the home run derby and all, right?
Big dumper or something.
Yeah, that joker. That's a big old human.
He's got a big ass.
Well, that's literally why they call him the big dumper.
Yeah.
Somebody says Solana looks like he sells oranges wholesale. What that means, but that's funny.
That's a good one.
So, did you guys see what happened? The guy that caught the 60th home run ball last night at the game handed it off to a kid. He caught it, yeah. And he gave it to a kid. And people, rightfully so, they're showing him love. I saw one of the Barstool guys was like, "Hey, we made Philly's Karen go viral because she was, you know, for all the wrong reasons."
Right.
This guy deserves to go viral for all the right reasons. Like, he did something very admirable, didn't ask for anything, doesn't want attention. But I don't know. Like, this guy gave up a lot of money with that ball. Did he not? Like, did he really do the right thing here?
I don't know how much that particular ball is worth. So I don't know. I can't imagine that ball is worth $100,000 or something. But I don't know. If that ball was worth $1,000, I sure as hell wouldn't be giving it away.
Yeah. Yeah. The financial side of, you know, I'm a financial guy. If you can get 10 grand for a ball, you don't give it to some kid.
I'm going to transition over to the NBA. A couple stories I want to get to. Zion Williamson looks good.
Mm-hmm.
Take it all back, Crowder. Take it all back.
I don't know if he's on that Ozempic, but he looks very different than he has in the past. I hope he can stay healthy. If he stays healthy, we joked about it. If he stays healthy,
it'll be fun to watch an entire season of him actually being healthy, because then we could finally find out who he is.
What he did fat, what can he do skinny? He dominate, like, his verticals are 40. Is it 50 now? Like, I would love to see him really care about his career and get in shape. I haven't watched him play, but the pictures are amazing. So I can't wait to see him. He is a very talented human being.
A lot of comparisons.
Still a crappy team, though, right? Pelicans are still crappy, though?
Yeah.
That's the only problem.
They stink. A lot of comparisons, no joke, between Tua and Zion. Not totally, but just like the hype coming out of college, weight issues at times, inability to stay healthy. When they're healthy, there's been flashes, but just haven't been able to do anything at the highest level.
I can see the health thing. I think Zion and Tua is different.
Yeah, I haven't heard that comparison before.
Well, no, I mean, I just said it.
I thought you said the comparisons are being made.
No, I'm making the comparison.
I got
it. He's the only pundit, Hawk.
Gotcha. Did you see Kyle? Speaking of Kyle Rowley. I'm going to scare Pizzola off this show before he even gets on today. All this nonsense. Because now that I'm an administrator, I can see when he signs in. But and we apologize, Pizzola, for Solana's mustache. Just look away. that's what we're trying to do. Did you see Kyle Lowry has signed on as an NBA analyst for Amazon?
Yeah.
But he's also on the Sixers.
He is.
He must know something.
I mean, what are we doing? Like, no, honestly, what are we doing? We got Tom Brady. He's a broadcaster. He's an owner. You got Kyle Lowry now. You got Dwayne Wade. He's an owner and a broadcaster. Like, what's going on here? And then aren't all these guys all of a sudden like CEOs of high school football teams too? Like, all of a sudden, everyone in the NFL is the CEO of a high school football team. What are we doing?
Multiple streams of income.
Yeah, but it's enough already. Like, Kyle Lowry is going to be an analyst for Amazon?
Get that check.
From the bench? Like, where?
Oh, get that check. He'll have an earpiece in.
But this isn't new, Hawk. Draymond Green is on NBA on TNT.
He's got his own podcast, though.
No, but he's on NBA on TNT during the playoffs.
In the postseason when they're not involved.
But he's still an active player.
No. But that's happened before. This is the beginning of the season. Kyle Lowry's on the Sixers, and he's an NBA analyst on Amazon? What are we doing here?
Huh. So Malika Andrews goes down and interviews a head coach at halftime. Wouldn't it be cool for a player to now interview his head coach at halftime?
No. Pay attention to what your head coach is telling you at halftime. Enough already. Like, everything's annoying.
How much would you not like Bam to interview Spo at halftime?
No, I would like Bam to figure out why he's got no offensive production during halftime and come back in the second half and hit the over.
Hey, that's the 21st ranked player in the NBA, according to ESPN, for your information. All right. Your weather.
Is anybody else on that list from the Heat?
Yeah, I didn't go higher than 25. I'm sure Hero's at right at 26, but I'm
70,
sure.
78.
No. I'll give you the top 10.
Norman Powell's got to be on there, no?
Yeah, I'm sure he is. Again, I really didn't go past 25. I got the top 10, and I got Bam, who was ranked 21st. Jimmy Butler, I don't know what they're smoking over at ESPN up in Bristol. Maybe Aaron Rodgers dropped off some ayahuasca. Jimmy Butler is 18 on this list.
He's 10 spots higher than he was last year.
A year ago.
I don't get it.
What, I mean, what is that? That's a slap in the face to Spo? You're going to say, oh, now that he's playing under Steve Kerr, he's 10 people better? Get out of here. Who made this list? Kyle Lowry? He writes the list for ESPN. He's got a third job.
Multiple streams of income.
You're right. Didn't Crowder do that while he was playing with the Dolphins? He was hosting a show on WQAM. I remember.
Yep. No, but he wasn't an NFL analyst. He was coming on as a player show once a week at a bar, which is commonplace. Kyle Lowry is going to be sitting next to Marv Albert calling the game.
There's no chance he can sit next to Marv Albert.
I think he is.
After the game, he's going to be on ESPN the next day analyzing his own game.
Amazon is assigning him sometimes to games in a different city than his team is playing in, and he's going to have to decide whether he's going to be an analyst or a player.
There's no chance.
I don't know if you've paid attention to the Sixers much, Hawk, but Kyle Lowry could also be called the Big Dumper, and he's not playing much, I promise.
I paid attention to when he was with the Heat, and you were singing his praises.
All right, your weather. Man, these clouds are just moving in. Oh, not good. At least in my area. Figure it out for yourselves, but for me, it's not looking good. That's your weather.
Someone in the chat room says, Solana looks like if Freddie Mercury was a weatherman. All right, Rob Pizzola is going to join us in the next segment, so don't go anywhere unless he's already bailed.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I don't think you could offer me any money for my dog. I love my dog.
I got 100,000 cash.
Take them.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
National One-Hit Wonder Day, and certainly the Macarena falls into that category. Crowder, do you know who sings the Macarena? You're going to have to unmute your mic before you give that answer.
Sylvia Estefan.
Sylvia Estefan, you nailed it once again. The man knows music. Rob Pizzola, do you know who sings the Macarena? Pizzola's muted as well.
Yes.
All right, go ahead.
I do know who sings the Macarena, yes. I believe I do.
And?
Los Del Rio?
Los Del Rio.
Yeah.
I happen to be a savant for stuff like this. My mom took a lot of Tylenol when she was pregnant with me, and it manifested as being just the Rain Man of 80s, 90s music, one-hit wonders, specifically.
Yeah, I was in grade school during the Macarena, and I just vividly remember that being a thing for like a year. People are doing them. Yep. It was weird. It was crazy. Those were crazy times.
Those were crazy times. Rob Pizzola is a professional sports bettor based in the lovely nation of Canada. He's also the founder of the Hammer Betting Network. You can catch him hosting Forward Progress, their NFL betting show, on YouTube and all other major podcast platforms. Forward Progress dives deep into weekly matchups, betting markets, and analysis from some of the sharpest minds in the industry. And I always remind you, follow Rob on Twitter, at Rob Pizzola. Hello, officially, Rob.
Hello, Mark.
good to have you back. We missed you last week, but we had a Thursday night football game to deal with on this radio station. Let me start with the Dolphins, okay? I'm not going to go in chronological order here because the Dolphins play Monday night. But Dolphins and Jets Monday night, one team is going to get their first win. Dolphins are 2.5-point favorites, last I saw. I think I saw, did you text us during the break, Solana, that Justin Fields had a complete practice today? So we would imagine he's going to be the quarterback over Tyrod Taylor, or we don't know.
Still. Unless there's any setback, he's still in concussion protocol. He went through practice today. It's trending like he will be available Monday.
All right, Rob. And does that affect the line or the pick?
It will. So you'll see a small move towards the Jets if Fields is announced in. He's considered to be better than Tyrod Taylor in the market right now. For me, I just prefer to focus on the Miami offense against the Jets defense. So I like Miami's team total over in this game. It's 23.5 right now. If you look at the Jets' three games so far this season, week one against the Steelers, they made Aaron Rodgers look like prime Aaron Rodgers. Week two, the Bills moved the ball up and down the field. Last week against the Bucs were missing four of their five starting O-linemen. They were missing Chris Godwin. Mike Evans got hurt in the game. Egbuka got hurt during the game. They still ended up moving down the field, scoring 29 points on the Jets defense. This isn't the vaunted Jets defense of old. They have a lot of injuries going right now. On the defensive line, Jermaine Johnson has been out. Tony Adams at safety. Sauce Gardner's been playing banged up. They now have Quincy Williams on IR. So ultimately, you give Mike McDaniel 10 days to prepare for 11 days to prepare for a Jets defense that has really, really struggled. I like the opportunity for Miami to score. I wish I could lay the points with Miami. The only problem is defensive side of the ball, I'm not so sure there, especially at the cornerback position. But I do believe the Dolphins will be able to move it on this defense. So Miami team total over for me is a good look.
And speaking about this game, it's like everybody wants to bet Monday night because it's Monday night and it's the only game on. Do you two 0-3 teams?
I think there's two this Monday, by the way. Just yeah, FYI.
Like do you have to bet, like, because you're, you know, everybody wants to bet on it, so you need something to give them.
So for me personally, Crowder, I'm a volume bettor. I'll try to look for as many different ways to bet a game as possible. Doesn't mean I won't force a play on the side or total if I don't have to, but I can find probably four or five props every single game of the NFL that I think are worth betting in some capacity. So for me, I always got action going on in one way or another, but it doesn't always mean it's the side or total. With the markets we have now, you guys see the offering at Hard Rock where you guys are at. You can bet on pretty much anything. And once you have those types of offerings, it's easy to find stuff. So I will find something for this game no matter what, but not necessarily main side or total.
Speaking of prop bets, have you been tailing me on the Tua rushing overs?
I can't say that I have.
Because you're missing out on free money. I'll give you another one. Baker Mayfield rushing overs all season long, man.
So Baker, I hit a nice live alternate over a couple weeks ago when they played Houston. But the problem is, Mark, you forget all the losers you've texted me over the years as well. It's like, oh, yeah, no, Rob, have you tailed me on this one? It's like, yeah, but I'm not just going to selectively tail this and that. I mean, you were texting me like a Marlins player to get a home run every single day. I think the guy went on the coldest streak of his life, got sent to the minors. So, yeah.
That's my frame picture of Matt Mervis in all three of his incarnations this season. Of course, as a Marlin, a Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, and a Reno Ace. Never do the show without my Lord and Savior, Matt Mervis, staring at me. Sorry, Matt. Sorry for what Rob said. I'm sorry. What was I saying? So you're not betting the Tua rushing overs?
I haven't been tailing. And you know what? I feel like the minute I try to get on that bandwagon, it's going to be done for anyways. I'll curse it. So I'll just let you have your thing, Mark. You can collect the money for those, and, you know, that's it.
Now, I was saying a few segments ago, I was getting Crowder and Solana to guess what they thought the line was for Buffalo hosting New Orleans. And I think Crowder guessed 9. I think Solana may have guessed 11. And I'm very curious because I know you love points. And this is week 4 of the NFL. Bills are giving the Saints 16 points.
Yeah. it's, in my opinion, it is too many. I make the game closer to 14 than 16. If this was any team but the Saints, I would be strongly considering playing against Buffalo this week. The injury report for them, again, is not very good. Last week, Thursday Night Football, they were missing Ed Oliver. They were missing Matt Milano. Those are key losses on the defense. But now their right tackle, Spencer Brown, hasn't practiced all week. It's a team that has some really serious injuries. The problem is that they're playing what I call an unserious football team in the New Orleans Saints, right? I don't like these big spread games from a side perspective. I think you get a lot of just random crazy stuff that happens at the end of the game. Buffalo could be up 28. They pull the starters. You know, you get back doors, all sorts of that type of stuff. So I tend to avoid these. One angle, though, I've always liked in these types of games, and the market has slowly started to catch up to this, is betting the backup running back on the team that's favored by a lot. So in Buffalo's case, you'd have to pick between Ray Davis or Ty Johnson to score the last touchdown of the game. Usually you'll get some pretty good prices on that, but the spread is 16. There's a high likelihood there's a blowout. And if there is, you're not going to see James Cook in on the final possessions here. You probably see Ray Davis or Ty Johnson. I don't know who it's going to be because they rotate through those guys quite a bit, but that's an angle that I like to play in these big spread games.
That's an interesting one. How about the other AFC East game? Because we've had the Jets and the Dolphins and the Bills there. The New England Patriots, they play what I consider to be another terrible team, although Crowder and Solana take issue with me. Patriots are 5-point favorites over the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah, so I think there's a few things you can do here. I actually agree with you, Mark. I think the Panthers are terrible. They win 30-0 last week. Things kind of spiraled for Atlanta early in that game. They missed two field goals on the first two possessions that they had. Carolina scored on a pick six coming right out of the half. They made it 17-0. Listen, it's the NFL. I mean, Crowder's played in it. The ups and downs from on a weekly basis are crazy. And I thought Michael Penix was horrible last week, but I wouldn't expect that from the Panthers defense for the rest of the year. They had a historically bad defense last year, and I think they have a lot of holes. New England, on the other hand, incredibly unlucky to lose to Pittsburgh. I mean, they had five turnovers. They fumbled inside the five-yard line twice in that game, three red zone turnovers. Like, I don't know how the Steelers pull out the voodoo in all these games. They find a way to get it done. But to me, I think the Patriots are underrated and the Panthers are overrated. You look at Bryce Young last week, 4.1 yards per play for the Panthers offense against the Falcons defense. They have not been able to put any offense together. They struggled against Jacksonville week one. Week two, they were getting smoked by Arizona. They didn't do anything till they were down 27-3 and they mounted a late comeback. So I think the price on New England is a little bit short. If you don't trust New England as a favorite, Panthers team total under would be the way that I would play it.
Yeah, I'd put that Atlanta game more on Atlanta than I did Carolina. I'm kind of with you there. I thought just Atlanta put up one of the biggest stinkers that an NFL team will ever put up.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Carolina right now has a sneaky edge that is on special teams. Two teams in the league do, Panthers and Rams. They figured out how to kick these knuckleballs, and the receiver doesn't know what's going on in these situations. But I actually did hear Vrabel talking about this yesterday, where he talked about how he's been watching all the Carolina special teams tape because he wants to figure out the return game against them. So at least I know they're aware of it now, but that's kind of been a little sneaky thing that's been happening. Other than that, I just don't know where the Panthers have any edge here. I could see this one being a blowout.
Rob, what about like the Colts 3-0, the Chiefs 1-2, the Ravens 1-2, all like the numbers we didn't think were going to be there being there? Does it change your mind at all about the teams that were supposed to be bad that are good, or supposed to be good that don't have the best record?
Not quite yet. I think once you start to get to like 5 or 6 games for each team, you can make more, you can jump to those conclusions a bit more. I mean, if we go back to last year, after 3 weeks, I think everyone thought the Saints were going to go to the Super Bowl in the NFC. They're like, oh my God, the Saints offense, Clint Kubiak fixed that. Dave Carr looks amazing. And then they fell off a cliff. That's not to say these teams can't be good. Like, I am optimistic about the Colts. I think they're running a very modern offense. There's lots of motion. There's play action. They got the running game working, O-lines. I think that could work over the course of the year, but let's see it play out 5, 6 games, more game tape for these other teams to look at. Same with the Ravens. Ravens got bad injuries on defense in the front seven, like not having Van Noy, Madubuike as well. They can't stop the run, and teams are going to try to exploit that as much as possible. Detroit just did, but at full health, I think the Ravens are probably the best roster in the NFL. So I like to pump the brakes in the early going, give it a few more games here, and then we'll truly start to see which teams are the cream of the crop and which teams are getting lucky.
Give us a bet that you love for this weekend. Give us something that this one can't lose. Bet the mortgage.
Yeah, I'm going to strongly suggest not to do that, even though Mark may. This is an ugly one. I'll go back to, I've given out some ugly ones over the years. I think that fading the team that just played the Cowboys is going to be a good strategy this year. Because you got a Bears team who offensively did not look good week 1 and week 2. All of a sudden, Cowboys, they look amazing. And this happened with the Giants the week prior, right? Giants offense, dreadful with Russ. All of a sudden, he plays the Cowboys. He turned it back a decade. He looks like prime Russ. I think the Bears are way overrated coming into this week. I still don't think that's a good team. And their injury report today is pretty much a complete disaster. I mean, they're still down multiple players in the secondary. Their right tackle, Darnell Wright, didn't practice. Grady Jarrett on the defensive line didn't practice. The Raiders, they might stink, but they're fully healthy. They haven't really been able to run the ball to start the year on anyone. The Bears' run defense has been really bad. This is kind of a game where I could see Las Vegas getting it going against a team that's really overrated. So I'm selling on the Bears after last week's game. I don't think they're anywhere near as good as they looked. I think that was just a product of the Cowboys defense being really, really bad.
Any Zion Williamson MVP futures in your account?
Last time we talked Zion on this show, I think you and Crowder would have came to blows if you could have punched each other through the screen. So I'm not gonna go there. Yeah, I'm gonna avoid that one.
All right, fair enough. Kyle Lowry, going to be an analyst. I saw you paying attention while we were talking about that. It's annoying, right?
Well, I think the whole Brady thing is a complete sham in the NFL. Like, how are they allowing that to happen? That's insane. And that's another handicap for the Raiders here, by the way. I mean, Brady just had access to the entire Bears team. He's sitting down with Chip Kelly, like, over the... It's crazy to me on what's going on with allowing someone who is an owner of a team to have access to players, and then those teams are playing the team that he owns. Like, it's, I don't know how the NFL has allowed that to happen, but it's no disrespect to Kyle Lowry for bat. I'm a huge Kyle Lowry fan, always have been, always will be. But you know, when there's too many conflicts of interest going on in sports right now, and I think these leagues really need to put an end to that, because especially with all the sports betting that's happening, people are looking for someone to blame, and everything is fixed and this and that. I think it just draws too much attention to sports betting.
Since you bring that up, you know, big Kyle Lowry fan, obviously, because of his ties to Toronto. How's the Toronto market covering the Kawhi Leonard thing? We don't have to get into specifics. I know it's a complicated situation, but I just wonder, like, are Toronto fans or maybe the media upset, Rob, at what clearly is, you know, Steve Ballmer taking him away from Toronto with money under the table?
The thing is, I think the Toronto fans have realized at this point that Toronto was actually able to lure him to Toronto by using some of the same practices that Ballmer used to lure him away. So there's like some investigative reporting going on, but apparently this might not have just been a Clippers thing. It might have been a Kawhi thing, where this is what he was asking for, to go to certain places. So it hasn't been met with that much negativity around here, because I mean, Toronto won an NBA championship with him. So it's like, all right, you know, we're not going to complain about it. But I could see if they hadn't, then it might be been a different story.
You know, it was 7 years ago today that Kawhi did his introductory press conference with the Raptors, where he declared, "I'm a fun guy."
I remember the press conference. I did not remember it was today. I did see yesterday was like the 13th anniversary of the Fail Mary, which was,
oh, I saw that too.
Like the
that
worst betting beat of my entire life.
Remember you had that. The other side.
Oh yeah, I had a Packers in that game, and I'll never forget Pete Carroll standing next to the replacement ref as he was announcing it, and he's like, you know, I've hated Pete Carroll since that day. It's nothing he's ever done. It's from a pure betting perspective. But yeah, that was, I like looking back at these sports anniversaries. I like reminiscing on them and like where I was in the moment that those things happened. So yeah, pretty cool.
Do you remember where you were when Kawhi Leonard declared, "I'm a fun guy"?
I remember how big it became. The meme world like took off with it. But I don't remember watching the presser. So no.
Yeah.
Well, does anybody that's forever. Anybody that's a fun guy has to say, "I'm a fun guy"?
Remember, it was the laugh. It was the...
Yeah, that's exactly what it was.
It is, yeah. Laugh that haunts Steve Ballmer's dreams. Rob Pizzola, he is a professional sports bettor from Canada, Toronto, if you couldn't figure that out. He's the founder of the Hammer Betting Network. Catch him hosting Forward Progress on YouTube, and make sure you follow Rob Pizzola on Twitter at Rob Pizzola. Thank you, as always, for being generous with your time.
All right, guys, go Dolphins this week.
Yes, sir.
There you go. I'm down with that. Oh, I should probably recap what he told us. He likes the Dolphins team total over. I happen to like that bet. Team total over. He likes kind of digs the Baker Mayfield rushing over that I suggested, and the Tua rushing over. Even though
don't tell him anything that you like.
Not putting words into your mouth, Rob. But I'm just saying, he kind of gave tacit approval to those quarterback rushing overs. He likes Ray Davis or Ty Johnson to score the final touchdown. A little prop fun in that Bills game. I like that. Mm-hmm. He likes New England laying the points over Carolina, and he likes the Raiders laying the points against Ben Johnson and the Bears. Thank you again, Rob.
All right, guys, take care.
There you go. 5 o'clock, Funky Buddha Happy Hour is coming up.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Somebody has dubbed me on the text machine Bad Bet Bunny.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.